Let us offer ourselves in consecration to the Lord. Lord, we offer up this day to you, and we will offer up ourselves to you, that your name may be glorified in all we do. Let all know that we are agents of light of the kingdom of God, as we represent your light, your goodness, your truth in our country, especially during this unique time that we are going through. Let us always be agents of your love, your kindness, and your strength, especially as people are filled with trepidation, filled with worry and frustration during this unique time, especially with the complication of the pandemic. And we are asking you this through Christ our Lord. So today is the day that the ultimate workings in the electoral college are there in order to bring a final resolution to the whole election that began on November 3rd and actually began somewhere around, 1957. This election has been so long. So anyway, we'll see tomorrow morning where everything works itself out. But we're in that certain time that it has been in dispute since actually the 3rd of November by some people, and other people haven't disputed. And you know what? We're here representing the kingdom of God. And that's one of the reasons why I have not gotten into that dispute at all, because ultimately, if the Lord were going to say, if I were to turn to the Lord and say, well, this is what I felt I should do, this is the side I felt I should stand on, and he would turn to me and say, the side you're supposed to stand on is my side. And I would have to say, yes, you're right. And my side, in God's words, are those things that represent the kingdom of God. So we always want to have what is whatever God wills, and at the same time, understanding that regardless of what happened, if it is not with our expectation, or even if it is, our role is to be representatives of the kingdom of God at all times, because we are baptized, we were called to be people who lead others to salvation by call. We are called to be prophets for the Lord. And how are we prophets for the Lord? We are prophets for the Lord by living our Catholic faith. That's what we're called to do. And if you happen to listen to the show and you are not Catholic, well, you know, prophets for the Lord by living our Christian faith. Whatever the case may be, that's what we're called to do. So everything we're called to do is to live our Catholic faith. And during this time, one of the ways we're called to do that, and as you are working today, and as you are serving others today, or as you may be home right now, as you may be dealing with illness right now, as whatever you're dealing with, our focus is how can we serve the Lord in what we are doing. And, you know, it may be that you feel you're doing nothing for the Lord, and that's okay, because that may be, you may be going through a period where the Lord is teaching you. And there will come a time which, don't worry, I'm going to be putting you to work later on, but right now you're in a learning phase. So it seems like you're not doing anything, but in fact, you're doing something. Why don't we use a great analogy? Since last week, the third season of Cobra Kai debuted. And if you remember, at the very first movie in the Karate Kid series, it was that whole thing of Daniel LaRusso, played by Ralph Macchio, had to paint the fence, and then he had to wax the car, and he had to do all these things, paint the fence, wax the car. And ultimately, he thought he was doing absolutely nothing but just servitude to Mr. Miyagi, but what he was actually doing is learning the moves in karate. So we're called to be serving the Lord, and maybe we're feeling right now that we're not doing, especially with everything going on in our country, we're not doing enough for him. Or what we may not know is the Lord is actually putting us through things that we don't see that are educating us for service to him. So that's where we are. That's where we are going. That's what we are all about, however it is that we are living life. So maybe we're on the front lines. We know where the Lord. Maybe right now, people may be listening to this, and maybe even though we're not in Georgia, maybe they're involved in the media industry or whatever the case may be, and they're involved in the follow-up news reports of the election that happened in Georgia, whatever. Everything we do, whether it be sweeping the streets at 3 o'clock in the morning, driving a Uber or a taxi or a Lyft, whether we are distributing pills to patients in a hospital, whatever we are doing, whether we're preparing the breakfast in the morning in our restaurant, even though the restaurant is closed, whatever it is we are doing, St. Paul says we're called to do all for the Lord, and the Lord asks us to offer everything we do that his name may be glorified. So prayer has to be an essential element. Why? Because no matter what happens at all in our country, at any day, at any time, we are always called to glorify the Lord, but the way we want to glorify the Lord is the way the Lord wants to be glorified, and we don't have an inside track on that unless the Lord shows us. So we want to be faithful to the Lord, and that's why we root ourselves in prayer and in our service to God. We're going to talk more about this on the other side of break. You're listening to St. Anthony Overnight right here on WEZE 590 AM, and we're here at midnight and 3 o'clock in the morning, and you can also hear us at Catholic Audio Media.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp.
I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't forget our website, CatholicAudioMedia.com. And if you want to send any kind of feedback or response or any question or whatever the case may be, you can click on the contact tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can also send a prayer request through the other tab, the prayer request tab. You can donate to the show through the donate tab. You can read our blog through the blog tab. And you can hear the archives of the podcast from our podcast tab. You can, all of that you can hear at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. So here we are. We've actually been going through this really interesting time for quite some time. Really, just this whole issue of power in the United States. And we know that there have been international players in focused on their interest in who runs the United States. We know all that. And if you believe that's a new thing, well, it's not. In fact, the United States plays that game too. One of the most famous cases, but it's been all over the place. One of the most famous cases is, in fact, the case of the fall of Salvador Allende in Chile, who was a socialist. And basically, the U.S. position was, we do not allow socialists in the Americas. We are not going to tolerate this. And his regime fell, and he was replaced by General Pinochet, who turned out to be an absolute nightmare in Chile. But, you know, this is international politics. This is why we need to live as servants of the kingdom of God, because all of that is international politics. All of that is very real. If you're familiar with the story behind the movie, The Falcon and the Snowman, same thing. It was issues going on in Australia that the United States was involved in that angered this former seminarian who became aware of it. And he thought during the Cold War that if the United States was doing things like this, then we actually must be the bad guys and the Soviets must be the good guys, only to learn when it was too late and having been subject to 40 years in prison, Christopher John Boyce, that in fact, every country is the good guys and the bad guys because we have elements that we do are good. We have elements that we do are bad. That's always the case, always has been the case, because the political world is not the religious world. So now do you see why it's so important for us to live the king, you know, the call that Christ gives as agents of the kingdom of God? Because we are human beings. And we're also, we are always, every one of us are always going to do things that, if we're not rooted in Christ, are all based on our own personal self-interest or in whatever organization we belong to, those self-interest. And you and I and all people who are baptized Christians are actually called to represent the interests of Christ. And we represent the interests of Christ by living our faith the way we're called to live it. Now, one of the things to look up is look up the corporal and spiritual works of mercy. And Dorothy Day used to always talk about, because that's one of the best ways to live our life. By the way, there's a great book, and those of you who have been following St. Louis de Montfort's Consecration to Christ Through Mary, you're familiar with that, you've been following it along, you've been noticing that he's been using readings from The Imitation of Christ. That was her favorite book of devotion, The Imitation of Christ. It's an ancient book. It's a powerful book of devotion by Thomas A. Kempis, and so that was her book, her favorite book of devotion. And it brings all that of always being rooted in Christ, of always trusting in the Lord, learning how to trust in the Lord, not to trust in ourselves per se as much as we trust in the Lord, and to give ourselves to the Lord so that the Lord's will be done. Because if we want our will to be done first, it's not going to work. Because we're human, our will not be what we ultimately hope it to be. It's not going to bring the salvation of all things. We'll talk more tomorrow morning. Have yourself a blessed day.
We now have improved our website for smartphone and tablet use. Now you can go right to our podcast. You can also check out the other pages on the website at catholicaudiomedia.com. This will lead you to St. Anthony Parish in Alston. It'll lead you to our blog, our contact and prayer request forms, and also you can share your comments and even prayer requests with us. And if you've been touched by our program, you can even show your support through a donation on our donation page. We're at catholicaudiomedia.com, catholicaudiomedia.com.